There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a pleasant good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody is having a great first full weekend of September. Hunting seasons are open. Rain is falling, temperatures dropping, and things are just getting better in the Lone Star State.
Absolutely.
To that end, we got an interesting show today. Longtime friend, he's an attorney out of Tyler, has family property south of Abilene around Winters, been in the family like for over 100 years. And he also has put on his outfitter development hat, which is cool. And we'll be talking about the phases that have been done, what's being done, and what's projected for the future to create really an outstanding bird hunting location. And we'll tell you about other things that are available. This is at 24 Outfitters, our guest today, Ryan Gardner. Plus, we'll be catching up with some local as well as state news, and Harold's probably got something from around the country.
Yeah.
So y'all do stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And as much fun as we have on this show on the air, really wish we could share with you all some of the things that we say when the mics are off.
And some we shouldn't. And by the way,
yes,
I want to wish you happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Oh, it's September.
It's September.
You remembered.
That's right. I sure did. Friends, this is our 32nd year on the air, and our vast unpaid research department has found out that Texas Outdoor News is the longest-running syndicated outdoor radio show with the same hosts in the history of Texas radio.
And
the sound of one hand clapping. Thank you, Bob.
That's the sound of job security.
Yeah, there you go.
And the most often asked question about the program is directed at me.
Okay.
Because you don't do shows.
Right.
How have you put up with Harold for all these years? And I go, well, Harold sometimes says the same thing about me. Yeah. You know, it's kind of a...
My late wife got that for over 40 years.
Did she? Now, it's, you know, it's fun. I mean, we've got a good program. Our guests certainly, you know, bring so much to the table. And we're just always poking around and asking and...
Well, but also what we do, it's about the information. I mean, it's about entertaining and informing. It ain't all about us.
It's good, reliable information, right. as we point out. Yes, Bob, and we sound great.
Thank you.
Yes,
Audio Bob, right?
Right. So, he does a pretty good job.
He does
job.
A fabulous job.
Yeah, and you know what? The photograph that's in Texas Outdoors Journal, I'm not talking about just of you and me. I'm talking about the team.
Yes,
you know,
indeed.
Looks really good, you know. Kind of over the shoulder, and he's in control there in front of the board.
He's looking up the picture. There it is, yeah.
Right. And he's named. He's named in the photograph. Yep. He's acknowledged. You know,
there you go. Good.
We have open dove season beginning September 14th. The early teal season begins, and with all the wet weather, and it's funny, we've been talking about the drought, the heat, you know, but now with the wet weather that has come, hunting should be above average to excellent is the prognostication from Texas Parks and Wildlife.
It came in time to move them out, didn't it? Do you have any reports on the opener?
No, because the 14th has not arrived yet, you know. But it will be next week.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry, 14th. Yes, excuse me. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Although we will get some reports from the field of what the wet weather did to dove hunting.
Right.
And that's something that we have laughed about and joked about over the years is dove everywhere, and then September 1, here come the rains, and, you know, the birds are dispersed. But again, they're migratory. They move around, you know.
That's why they're called migratory.
Yeah. But hunting should be excellent for the early teal season. One thing to caution you about if you're going to dove hunt and you're going to teal hunt, make sure when you go teal hunting, you do not have any lead shot used for even one. I mean, the game wardens are obliged to give you a citation, and then the judge will be obliged to remove some funds, you know, from your person.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but good hunting really across the state. What do you have on the national scene?
Well, and I say sort of sad news. Melvin Forbes, who got this whole lightweight thing started, founder of New Ultralight Arms, and a pioneer in the building of light rifles. He passed away in his West Virginia home back in June at the age of 77. I thought he was really older than that. And born in 1946, but founded Ultralight Arms by 1990. It was successful enough to attract attention of Colt, which bought it. And then, of course, struggled leading Forbes to buy it back. 2011, he was recognized as the NRA's Golden Bullseye Pioneer. He was an avid outdoorsman, fond of fishing and hunting, survived by his wife of 59 years, Patricia, two children, six grandchildren, one great-grandchild. But ultralight arms kind of really got things kicked in gear as far as lightweight rifles.
That's not what, I mean, yes, it's sad that the man's life is ended.
Yes.
But what really bugs you is that he's younger than you.
Or, yeah, I guess it's okay. I am still here. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
I didn't need that, by the way. Yeah. It's like the doctor. Well, at your age. Okay.
Yeah, that really does get you, doesn't
right.
it?
Yeah, my dermatologist. Well, it's just called getting older skin. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Bruce.
While we're talking about hunting seasons, making sure you have your license with all endorsements, the migratory bird stamp, make sure you've got your hunter safety course. Make sure that when you take the youngsters out, that they are properly, you know, licensed if needed.
Yes.
If needed, okay? And hunter safety courses. All that information can be found at tpwd.texas.gov. And goodness, with the weather that is forecast, and Bob got excited when I came into the studio today, and I told him that I have received the new 2025 Old Farmer's Almanac. Yes, folks, it has arrived. I'm in the process of reviewing, and we'll have a report for you next week.
Wonderful.
You know? But
Bob's already on the edge of his seat.
Yes, I can tell. I can tell. But with the weather and then the local forecast and extended forecast that's upcoming, of upcoming weather, really on into December, it looks as though we're going to have an early fall, which runs contrary to what Farmer's Almanac said for October. With that being said, those of you that are on the water, whether it's an inland lake or on the coast, and it's sad each year we end up reporting of some waterfowl hunter that got trapped, thrown overboard, and drowned. Make sure you wear your PFD and make sure you have the kill switch on.
Right.
And the other added threat is hypothermia. So you all take care. You got anything else from the National
Center? The other added threat with the dove, the teal, the duck, the whole thing, too, is be careful the way you swing that rifle.
Safe zones
shotgun,
of fire.
I should say shotgun.
Yeah, safe
but safe zones of fire. That's always an issue. Well, you know, like I say, we are national also, and this
Before you go to that, with your peripheral vision on a shotgun, really with anything, but your peripheral vision where you're swinging maybe on a target, if you happen to see an individual, another person, pull off the swing. Stop. Put it in a safe, point the muzzle in a safe direction.
Right. Absolutely.
So, go ahead.
Anyway, nationally, it's a little stretch, but it's still national because it's Hawaii. Deer problems in paradise on the island of Maui. The Hawaii Division of Forestry and Wildlife is expanding hunting opportunities for the exploding population of axis. They were introduced to the island in 1959. There are now so many deer, they are over-browsing native vegetation, leading to soil erosion. This classic situation occurs where there are no natural predators, said their head biologist. To address the problem, the Hawaii Department of Land and Natural Resources has partnered with the Department of Hawaii Homelands to open up deer hunting opportunities on land reserved for building homes for those of Hawaiian ancestry. These lands were previously off-limits to hunting. They said the initiative is one part of the overall strategy the state is developing to better control the non-native deer, the beautiful axis. They could invite us over to help them out.
I thought you were going to say that they had opened it up to the public for free hunting.
Yeah.
You know, you can go to
That's
Hawaii.
That's an easy way to, yeah, right. Right.
Honey, we're going to Hawaii. I'm going hunting.
Yeah, right.
You can too.
There you go. Yeah. That's right. Check on it.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got the Outdoor Report, Best Bets. Plus, we'll find out if Harold's been on or off the road right after this.
America's best-selling truck for 47 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate those 47 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 47 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. This portion of our show is brought to you by The Blind. That is B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, The Blind's iconic design and construction are so good, the original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. The Blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind, and just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. Also, they have now introduced their new cottonseed feeder, which I installed at El Rancho Gun last weekend. It's great. It is great. Light, strong, sturdy, just like everything else they build.
And the best thing about it...
Short people can fill it for the top.
without a ladder. From the ground, not being on a ladder or anything.
That's right. So, see the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, cottonseed feeder, other accessories at blind.com. That is BLYND.com. Remember, since 1980, it's the blind, and dealer inquiries are welcomed.
And you can see these great products at West Texas Game Feeders in San Angelo, Wilford Enterprises, two locations, one in Koontz and one in Buna. Also, E-Bar Feeds, two locations in Gonzales and Hallettsville.
All right, check out the Texas Outdoors Journal fishing and hunting times this weekend. Saturday is rated as good, while Sunday is our best day of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, a trio of good days. Thursday and Friday, a trio of fair days. Next Saturday and Sunday are two more good ones. This weekend and on Monday, look for game, to be most active from mid-afternoon until either side of sunset and on into the night. A major time shift occurs on Tuesday and Wednesday, with game becoming active from well before sunrise, remaining active until mid to late morning. Times will have continued to adjust, so Thursday and Friday we'll see game actively feeding from either side of sunrise until either side of the noon hour. Next Saturday and Sunday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from early morning until early afternoon. On Wednesday, September the 11th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Monday is a three tide day with two low tides, just one high. Tuesday through next Saturday, a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day. Next Sunday has a double tide schedule.
And on the coast, it is fall, and when travels across Texas have you headed to Corpus Christi area, then escape to the coastal luxury at Sunset Ridge RV Resort. It's a perfect getaway to explore and enjoy the coastal bend of Texas. Located in the middle of the developing Boat Stop Complex between Boat Stop Marina and Boat Stop Storage on Graham Road, Sunset Ridge RV Resort offers first-class amenities, including spacious pull-through sites, with room for RV, vehicle, and boat, plus full RV hookups. Relax in a 12x12 hot tub. Enjoy your canine pal in the fenced dog park and watch the youngsters burn off energy at the kids' playground. There's also a pickleball court. Need a workout? Head to the fitness gym while a load of clothes is washed and dried in the 24-hour laundry facility. clean up the 24-hour bathhouse, and then, no, you need to clean up at the... and then cook a tasty meal in the barbecue pit area. Under construction is the next phase. It includes a 3,600-square-foot clubhouse and heated saltwater swimming pool. Guests at Sunset Ridge RV Resort have complimentary access to Boat Stop Marina. Many will leave their boat in one of the spacious 30, 35, 40, and 40-foot long units at Boat Stop Marina. Excuse me, at Boat Stop Storage. Some will even leave their RV too. For more information, visit sunsetridgervresort.com, boatstopmarina.com, and boatstopstorage.com. Call Sunset Ridge RV Resort at 361-472-0072. That's 361-472-0072. On the coast, we mentioned rain. That has an impact on southwest Louisiana and the upper Texas coast, all the way down to Matagorda, and even to a lesser degree, because we don't have the river runoff, south of Victoria in the lower portion of the coastal bend. However, when there's been a weather break, fishing has been good, even during the heat, even during lower salinity levels, and that continues. One of the most consistent on the upper coast comments that have been made, as good as the fishing has been in the bays, surf fishing's been even better. Because you've got speckled trout, temperatures are, water temperature is still warm. You've got bull reds running the surf, particularly around the jetties, and some great fishing. The other thing is the red snapper bite in state waters. Federal waters are now closed, but in state waters, just off the chart. Excellent, excellent fishing has been taking place. Mid-coast areas where we have less of the freshwater influence, you can get out and wade. Watch for signs. It's real simple. Fish are feeding right now. They're sensing the change. They're sensing the change in the photo period of the day. So look for slicks. Look for bait jumping or popping. And then down on the lower coast, reports of great mangrove snapper fishing in the Brownsville Ship Channel, snook fishing in South Bay as well as in the Brownsville Ship Channel. Tarpon are making their move further south. So all in all, it is a great time to be on the coast and enjoy the weather, because you can fish virtually all day long. Yeah, what's going on our lakes?
Well, let's head to East Texas. Conroe, catfish have been good on baited holes, on ledges, and on structure. Lots of tiny ones mixed in with the better keepers. It should be expected until the water cools. Hybrids have been schooling up on flats and ridges from 10 to 25 feet of water. Bass have been up shallow early and offshore structures and docks later in the day. Fork, early morning bass bites been pretty good around weeds, grass, chatterbait, swim baits, flukes, what they're using. Mid-range bite is good in 5 to 7 feet most of the day around brim beds in 3 to 5 feet with square-bill crankbaits and shaky heads. Offshore bite picks up from noon to 3. Carolina rigs and big shaky heads best with big worms in 15 to 20 feet. Humps, points, and roadbeds are good. Lake Fork crappie fishing continues to be hot, 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 even though the temperatures are dropping each week. Big white crappie showing up on timber in 18 to 28 feet. Also been a great bite for white crappie on brush piles in 14 to 22 feet. Livingston, catching a lot of white bass in 8 to 12 feet of water with white and chartreuse slabs. Nacogdoches, largemouth bass are good on standing timber and hard spots with Carolina rigs or deep diving crankbaits, 15 to 20 feet of water. The size of the bass are 2 to 4 pounds on the average. Limestone, some bigger largemouth bass have moved shallow. These bass can be caught in 1 to 13 feet of water with Texas rigs, spinnerbaits, and swim jigs. Crappie are suspended in 7 to 13 feet of water on standing timber and power line pylons on minnows. Most fish are being caught in the fresh willow tree brush piles. Texoma, striped bass fishing is getting better every day with the cooler weather. Fish are schooled up, moving fast in big groups near the river channel on the north end of the lake and near the railroad bridge. Fishing with live shad, slabs, and topwaters, still seeing better fish under the schoolies in 40 to 50 feet of water, suspended falcon. No access from Valino Creek to the main lake. Launching is possible at the Falcon State Park camp. Caution running from south to north. Markers there, only 1.5 feet of water between marker 9 and 10. Bow fishing for gar has been excellent on the south end. Rod and reel catfishing has been great up the river near the roadside park in San Ignacio with fresh-cut carp or shad. Alan Henry, crappie are good in 15 to 20 feet of water on jigs and minnows over brush tops. Coleman, largemouth bass are biting topwaters in the morning. Later in the day, target standing timber with finesse baits. Meredith, the basin was recently stocked with catfish and bluegill. White bass are excellent on just about anything. Walleye are good on minnows, grubs, and other artificial baits. Wait a minute, I just jumped on you there.
Yes, you did. I kept looking at you.
I skipped the page. Well, I'm looking
at the
page.
It's right here. It says Bill. Go ahead, Harold. Your turn.
I was just on a roll. Well, let's go to Central Texas, okay? Sorry about that. I'm just cranking.
No, he's not.
Yes, I am. I wanted to take a breath. Lake Austin. Been good. Best at night, flipping docks and with big creature baits and big worms, but some good ones in the day, mostly early. Buckhannon. Catfish are good on rock piles and trees in the creek channels in 15 to 25 feet of water using shad or punch bait. Would it make you feel better if you did LBJ?
No.
Oh, okay. Crappie are good in 20 feet of water over brush piles with minnows. Chandler and bluecats are good on punch bait in 20 to 25 feet of water over brush piles and creek bed edges. Bob, get that.
Yes, it was Harold. Are we now to hunting?
I think so.
Okay, then I'm going to do that.
Okay.
mentioned the early dove season has
fell apart.
Opened. And the North Zone runs through November 10. Central Zone runs through October 27. This is the second weekend for the early white-winged dove days in the South Zone, so the 6th and 8th. But in this area, you cannot start hunting until noon. We do have another dove day next weekend on the 13th. And then on the 14th, the South Zone regular season opens.
Uh-huh.
So on Saturday, you won't be able to hunt until noon. But on Sunday, you can get after it from when the sun rises. So that's what we've got.
Okay.
Do you want me to do on or off road?
No.
I'll be happy to do that.
I know you would. You can make it up. But anyway, okay. It's mainly on, but it's a good thing to get to the ranch with and certainly good around town, but it is an SUV. It's Chevy's 2025 Trax 2RS. It's a compact SUV, front-wheel drive.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
You said compact.
Mm-hmm.
They've taken great latitudes in redefining what things are. What is a compact today?
It fits me real good.
No, but yeah.
Yeah. But hello. Anyway, boy, we are popular today. There's several of them out there, and it varies. I mean, today's midsize seemed to be the full size of my youth, so it's crazy. But it's smaller, all right? Anyway, 1.2 liter turbo, 6-speed automatic transmission. Cute. Capable. A lot of room when you fold the back seats down. 137 horsepower, but the thing is, we're talking about mileage, and we're talking about savings, too. We're getting 28 miles a gallon in the city, 32 on the highway, so it's good for taking that trip. But loaded with stuff. There's stability control system with traction control, electric power steering, which is really smooth. Neat things like remote vehicle start, driver front passenger heated seats, power windows with express all down, which I like. Cargo privacy cover. Use those things. I had somebody break a window on a vehicle to steal a cooler that had leftover hummus and pita bread in it. Man, I hate a thief. But you need to cover up your stuff these days. Safety and security have their safety assist from Chevy Forward Collision Alert, automatic emergency braking, front pedestrian braking, lane keep assist with lane departure warning, theft deterrent system, rear vision camera, sunroof package, wireless charging, a lot of great stuff. And here's the beauty of this package. $27,000. Loaded. And anything under $50 these days, to me, is quite a value. You might check it out. You want something smaller, but it'll get you there and back. And, again, certainly more capable around town. But it's pretty solid little ride on the highway. 2025 Chevy Trax 2RS.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about private land development. We're going to talk about bird hunting with Ryan Gardner, 24 Outfitters, right after this.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film, The C Word. and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloonier tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Spear Ag. You might say agricultural is in the blood of Spear Ag owners Justin and Klein Spear. Since the time the brothers were born, they have been actively involved in both farming and ranching. Just like you, when you were a kid going to the feed store with your grandpa on a Saturday, today Spear Ag brings that feeling back to life. Visit their headquarters, store, and plant located at 3333 East Main Street, Uvalde, Texas, and step back in time to when customer service was the focus and the quality of the goods was a priority. Spear Ag and Feeder Max wildlife products still hold to those values today. Spear Ag is the home of bagged cottonseed, sells bulk feed, plus delivers as well. For ranching and agricultural services, visit spearag.com. For more information on Spear Ag's Feeder Max lineup of wildlife blends and cottonseed, visit feedermaxfeed.com or just give the folks at Spear Ag a call at 830-279-6156. Folks, when it says it's like a step back in time, that's kind of what Uvalde is, and certainly the Spear family has been there forever, ranching and farming. From their grandpa to their dad and now to the two brothers, Justin and Spear, great folks. And the information that you will glean from them, you need to become a customer and let them help, because they've got lots and lots of services for agriculture and ranching in addition to the products. So, again, SpearAg.com or FeederMax.com. SpearAg, great folks. Another great guy met. We won't hold against him the fact that he's an attorney, but he's from Tyler, which is a great, great part of the state.
Fabulous part of the state.
Family has owned a piece of property for over 100 years south of Abilene near Winters, and have had the privilege of watching different phases of development take place at 24 Outfitters. Our guest today, Ryan Gardner. Ryan, welcome to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, sir?
Doing well, Bill. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, Ryan, this is Harold. There seems to be only one problem. Bill says you're too tall.
Well, I think we see each other eye to eye when we were fishing. Last time I went fishing with Tommy, one of the times I went with Tommy Coons, he told me to get down because I was the tallest thing out there on the water when it was lightning.
met Ryan at a show years ago and have been out several times. And Ryan, if memory serves me correct, I think the first thing you started developing on the property as you build this outfitting operation is your long-range shooting out to 1,200 yards, if memory serves me right, correct?
Yeah, we started at 600. It's now to 1,200. We're trying to figure out whether we can go to 1,800. I'll just say there's some pesky power lines in the way, and I really don't want them. I don't think I want a bullet taking one of those down. But,
absolutely. We've done some hog hunting out there, but the main thing that you're in the process of developing, and this is in phases, folks. I mean, this is truly private land that is being put to work, you know, and enhancement for wildlife. But you've got a 7-acre lake now, some great dove hunting. Tom Claycomb III and I were there last winter and watched and participated in the migration of birds, northern birds. But the real thing that you're looking at is enhancement for waterfowl. Can you talk a little bit about what your vision is?
So there's a lot of land in West Texas that has that's just flooded land.
Right.
It's useless. The farmers would never plow it. They just drive, they plow around it. I've got three, four places on my place that way. So I go to the farmers, and by the way, when people say poor farmers, they're dumb. That's a dumb statement because farmers are doing, they work their tail off, but don't come out here saying, oh, poor farmer. They're running multi-million dollar operations, so educate yourself before you say that about a farmer. That's first thing. Second, I go to them and say, they know my granddad, a lot of them, the older timers, and they know that I'm going to do what I tell them I'm going to do. I'm going to go, you know this area of your land that's just garbage, that's not being done, nothing's being done with it. Why don't we put a culvert, a 4-foot terrace on it, and a flashboard riser and flood it? Well, what's that going to do? Oh, it'll bring in 10,000 sandhill crane and 3,000 ducks. So I'm going around to farmers doing that. I'm currently doing, I have 220 acres. I'm going to have 4-foot terraces put on 220 acres. Everybody's going to go, why in the world would you destroy your land? Well, first off, this year when we only had rain in May and then we had 6.2 inches this opening weekend, again, 6.2 on opening weekend. June, July, and August was a desert out here. I would have loved to have had some of the boards and the flashboard risers backing up the water when we did have rain, so it had lasted, the grain would have lasted longer. All that being said, that's the long-range goal, is not hundreds of acres, my 200 acres plus probably another 3,000 to 5,000 acres of flooded wasteland into duck and sandhill crane land.
Yeah, and let me just inject this, putting my real estate hat on. I have looked at property all over the Lone Star State, actually what was part of the Republic of Texas, but have often said that area around Coleman, particularly to the south and to the east, Coleman, Abilene, south of Abilene and to the east over toward Brownwood area, it's like an overlooked bastion except for the people that grew up and own property. Right. Just phenomenal, phenomenal area. Ryan, we're up against the mid-portion of the program, so if you would, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well as we'll continue our visit with Ryan Gardner, 24 Outfitters, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
We continue our conversation with Ryan Gardner, 24 Outfitters. Their website, very simple, 24, that's 24, outfitters.com. Ryan, do you want me to brag on the dove hunting that we had at the end of the second split last year and then what you've experienced before the rains came this year, or do you want to take the lead on that?
Do that and make me more miserable than I am now. Okay, right.
Well, so last year, I'm going to be as blunt as I can, was probably the best dove hunting I've seen in 20 years out here. It was insane. I don't know how else to say it. The opening weekend this weekend was good. It wasn't near as good as last year, but it was good. Everybody that went got limits. There was two guys, and I don't understand this, and we've had this almost every year. If we tell you to go to spot X on the field, we are doing our best to get you Dove. Go to spot X, because 200 said, no, we want to go over here, and they didn't get their limits, and then they got mad at us. I'm like,
yeah, right.
But the Dove hunting last year was phenomenal all season long, from basically second week in September all the way through January. The Dove hunting right now, the 6 inches has hurt the population right now. I don't know if they're not flying, whether they're gone or what, but it's not as good as it has been. I'll put it that way.
Hey, just remember, they're called migratory, okay? True. And they will move around, and there will be more birds on its way, and it's called hunting.
There you go. You know, well, also, then, with what you're doing, is you certainly got things set up for waterfowl real good, don't you?
So the water in the field right now is phenomenal. If we can continue to have rains, what that allows us to do is people that terrace their fields, there'll be flooded fields. The sandhill crane, if I can have some freezing weather up around Lubbock in December, I need a week of freezing weather, and we will be covered up with crane and ducks. Last year, those suckers didn't come down because we didn't get cold weather. Well, the other side of that is we had dove way late in the season because they didn't get pushed down either. So they stopped here, the dove stopped here, and the crane stopped in Lubbock. Normally, we'll have 300,000 or more crane that we're chasing.
You know, since we did the interview with Owen Fitzsimmons, Texas Parks and Wildlife, webless migratory shorebird program leader, we call him the Dove Guy, got an update on Dove. I asked him off mic about sandhill crane hunting and about having water habitat, you know, as all critters look for. And he goes, yeah, he says, if you've got that with or without, remember, we've got sandhill crane zones even further south that are not affected by freezing weather. So there was a movie, there was a line, if you build it, they will come.
They will come, yes, that's right.
So that's right. Looking forward to that. Even with with what you've got now and your 7-acre lake, Ryan's a pretty good duck caller. Saw that firsthand.
Okay.
Tom's not a very good shot. And
oops.
I had a camera, so yeah. I haven't had an excuse.
There you go.
Yeah, but you've got some hunting there on your main lake area, right?
So we have about 8 different lakes that we can set up on. All we do is take A-frames over.
Okay.
And spend a couple hours making it look natural. A lot of people just set up A-frames and duck grass around it. That won't work. You need tumbleweed. You need mesquite. You need bamboo. You need everything under the sun to make it look natural.
Yeah.
And you just set up on the side of the ponds. Now, we can pond hop, and we can set up on ponds. What I like it is when we have flooded fields. Give me some hay grazer with rainwater sticking in it,
mm-hmm.
and let me set up right by that rainwater. Oh, that's outstanding hunting.
Yeah, Ryan, let me interject, because obviously we're talking about all this management for wildlife. So are you or are you not running any livestock on the place?
Oh, yeah. There's cattle. Okay. We have, I think, around I'm going to say 150 head of cattle that graze my place and another place. Mm-hmm. So we do run cattle. A true farmer, I like to claim I'm a farmer because I help grow some crops for his cows.
Okay.
But that's an insult to a true farmer. I don't know how else to say it.
Well, and we were talking about the variables of weather.
Yeah.
You know, and where they're going to stop. And these critters, the avian critters, they make a living at this, mm-hmm. you know. So they find a spot they like, and they don't really travel any further than need be unless they know there's something better.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you what's available and what I've experienced is pretty special. You know, from the standpoint, Ryan, people show up, and you've got enough diversity where, okay, so maybe the shooting wasn't what it was last year, but it's decent or good. But there's other options that I guess people can parlay and sign up on the fly if they're there, right?
Yeah, so, for example, we've got 20 full packages coming this weekend and 15-day packages.
Okay.
I'm going to call all of them here in a minute and give them a dove report. Okay. They come, they don't come. Well, okay, if you come, here's what we have. We got the fishing, we got a rifle range, we've got a pistol range, we have skeet shooting. You're going to eat better than anywhere. You can't find better food, I don't think. Well, you can, but you're going to spend a way more eating somewhere else because we're going to feed you like kings. During dove season, I don't know why people don't do this, but the second dove season, we have dove, duck, and sandhill crane all going on at the same time.
Oh.
So normally we would sandhill crane hunt in the morning, and if we can set up on ducks, we'll set up on ducks. If not, we'll be dove hunting. And I don't get it. Why aren't people hammering that? That's an outstanding, that's probably the best package price-wise that you can find.
May I interject? Can we go online and find out about all of this, Ryan?
You can. I've just learned from, I'm a tax attorney, and I'm updating my websites. But Donald Miller, Building a Story Brand, has taught me that my websites absolutely stink. So, I'm redoing the websites. I'm not. I'm having someone who knows what they're doing. My websites are from a tax geek, and they need to be better, so they're about to be done. But they can call my office. They can call this number. They can call it, or they can go online and look at it. I shoot people, like I said, I'm about to call several people and say, here's the report. Come if you want to. If you don't, stay at home.
And that's the way Ryan's been as long as I've known him. Yeah. I mean, he wants you to succeed. He wants it to be just, perfect. Even if just getting out, sure. is a big treat. The website.
That's why they call it hunting.
It is. 24outfitters.com. And what's the office number? Let's see, I can look on the website right here. Is it the 903-508-2469?
Yes, that's the office number
All right, 903-508-2469. And your name again is Ryan Gardner, right?
They can call me. I'll tell them point blank, here's what's going on. I'll just say that the practice of law has allowed me to have some freedom on, I don't have to push. I want people to be going, man, that's the best dang fun I've ever had. So I'm calling people saying, well, it's kind of tough right now. But be honest, tomorrow it could be phenomenal. But right now, due to 6.2 inches of rain, it's pretty tough out here right now.
Yeah, but you've got that sandy loam soil out there that just sucks the moisture up, and then you get the winds that will suck it up, and it's just an amazing part of the state that if you've not experienced, and from distance wise, I can be there from Houston in 5 hours.
Oh, okay.
No problem. Austin, San Antonio, other areas, you go, we're going to go to south. Why? You got more pressure. You can go to Winters, Texas, and have a ball. Again, 24outfitters.com. Ryan, we're out of time. Appreciate you joining us. Appreciate the update.
Bill and Harold, thank you all for having me on, and I hope you all have a great day.
Thank you, sir. You too. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and my left hand in an explosion. DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar. Harold, what's coming up?
Here we go. On September the 10th, the 47th annual Shelby County chapter of the Ducks Unlimited fundraising banquet and center. Going to be at the Wyndham Civic Center. And also more ducks. September 12th, Lavaca County Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Hallettsville, held at the Knights of Columbus Hall. For information on those events, just go to ducks.org and then pay them a visit in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 47 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing, payload, and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Yes, indeedy. And do remember, Hybrid Light is the official lighting provider for Texas Outdoor News. Flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. Kits that include like one of each. Charge with a USB cord, any light source. Hold a charge 7 years, and you can charge your phone with them. So for 20% off any of their products, free same-day shipping, go to hybridlight.com, and at checkout, add the discount code Texas20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
Want to thank our guest today, Ryan Gardner, 24 Outfitters, website 24outfitters.com, phone number 903-508-2469. And we touched on it a little bit about private land development.
Mm-hmm.
Next week's guest, Kevin Moat, TPWD private land program leader. He'll be our guest. Talk about money availability.
Oh, okay.
Plus $48 annual hunting permit and a whole lot more.
Oh, that's great. Hey, do remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations, and you can play the show there in addition to all the other spots you can find us. All right. Remember, whether you're on the water or in the field, be safe out there so you can join us next week for more Texas Outdoor News.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home, thanks to the VA home loan.
A new lease on life, the best healthcare team I've ever had, is here at VA.
And education, and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.